Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Have no fear, I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Hey, have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here on today's banging, brand new I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Kooky Kanye West, you're done, you're washed up, you're like an old broken down fighter who can't protect himself anymore. Plus, there's no feelings in fantasy football, but it's hard when Philadelphia Eagle Jalen Hurts is your fantasy football quarterback, plus more from Israel, and so much more on a hard-hitting, museum-quality, fully disruptive I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice, yes. Start this puppy off with something real loud, yes. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Liggity, let's go. Boom. I'll say it again. Biggity boom. Woo! Ha! Woo! Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the one and only Disruptive Warrior. My name is Michael Rappaport. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Of course, the world's most disruptive podcast, bar none. There's only one podcast that strives for pure disruption and disruption only, and it is this I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Hope everybody's feeling real good. Hope everybody's feeling real safe. Hope everybody is feeling real sane. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. Oh my gosh. Where do we start? Where do we start? First of all, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving, if that's possible. I guess it is. I would say I had a very good Thanksgiving. I had a great time with my family. Stuffed my face, literally, into a food coma. Like, it was like food suicide. There's food comas and there's food suicide. I packed that fucking plate on as high and as balanced as I could get it. The ham, the turkey. I was at my cousin Ira's house. The ham, the turkey, the macaroni, the yams, the stuffing. The stuffing with no meat, the stuffing with meat, green beans, the other macaroni, everything. This gravy, that gravy, the cranberry sauce, the cranberries, the other gravy. And I piled that fucking plate up and sat down and fed it to myself, stabbed at it, ate it with my fingers. And then I came back like fucking Freddy Krueger. I got my bearings. I got my sea legs underneath me. And I started stuffing again. I stuffed. And I stuffed. And I continued to stuff my fucking face real nice and real proper. I went back for seconds. I went back for thirds. I talked to my second cousins once removed. You know, some of these fucking kids, I'm like, who are you to me? I'm asking them, like, who are you? They're like, I'm your second cousin. I'm like, but what does that mean? What does that mean? Who's your father? Because you don't see these fucking kids. You know, they go from 17 to 23. They got hair on their faces. They got fucking mustache, beards. I'm like, who are you, man? But it was fun. It was fun. And I got to give it to my cousin Ira for hosting that many people in his house. I would never do it ever, 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 ever. I would never have that many people in my home for so many reasons. Number one, just the amount of spilling the food. I know that, I don't care if it's family or not family, people are gonna, you know, step, you could be eating a blueberry, you step in the blueberry on a carpet, done. You step in the blueberry on a rug. I mean, the amount of fucking shit that could be everywhere. I never, ever, ever, so I, listen, if you host Thanksgiving, God bless you, I would need to put, like, you know the movie American Psycho? I need to put like plastic over the entire place. The floor, the windows, the walls. Because just the amount of food and the coughing and the burping and the drip. And there's older people. And it's just too much. It's too much. If you're hosting Thanksgiving, you just alone. If you're saying you could have Thanksgiving in my house, that's enough right there. Because you shouldn't have to cook. They cooked. I mean, some people brought dishes. The bottom line is I stuffed my face. I fucked myself up real good. I mean, really did a number on myself. And before I even ate the Thanksgiving Day food, because, you know, you got to schmooze. I'm talking to my family. I'm talking this one, that one, this cousin second removed, this, who are you, what's, right, you're this sad, you're divorced. Oh, right, yeah. Oh, nice to meet you. There's dip. There's crab dip. My uncle, my cousin Ira made a pasta surprise because, as you can remember on the last time I mentioned my cousin Ira, he wanted to redeem himself. So he made a big bowl of shit. He talks about this pasta surprise like he's got some kind of magic truffle, imported olive oil. It's Chef Boyardee mess slop with who the fuck knows in it. So he wanted to show me that the last time was a fluke and this time was, the bottom line is I was so fucked up. And my second cousins once removed, and there's a bunch of them. There's like 9, 10, maybe 12 of them. You know, they're looking at me afterwards because I'm on the couch. They never seen it. I'm moaning and rolling and farting and burping and coughing and sneezing, and they're just like, what the fuck? And I'm like, ah. And they're like, you're not that old. I'm like, ah, you don't know what's wrong with me. You don't know what's wrong with your second, maybe my uncle? I don't know. Second uncle once removed. You have no fucking idea. Help me off this couch. Where's the bathroom? Point me in the direction of the bathroom. I'm dinged up. But I really did have a good time. And, I was talking to my guy, Lewis, the Starbucks. It's like, you know, holiday schmolity. What it's about is seeing your family, touching base with your friends, giving, you know, some love to and attention to not just your first perimeter of friends and family, the second, third, fourth perimeter of friends and family. Thank you. I appreciate you. Bah, 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 bah. And then stuffing your face. It's about that. It's about thanking your friends and your family, stuffing your face, and watching some football. That's really, really what it is. And we're coming down to the end of not just the NFL season. We're coming down to the end of the fantasy football season. And, ooh, goddamn. You know, in my money league, which I haven't talked about it much. And the reason why I haven't talked about my money league fantasy football season is because it hasn't gone that well, but we are fighting like dogs, like rabid dogs to stay in the playoff hunt. And like I said, if my fantasy football team does not make it into the playoffs, I want to drag somebody down with me. If my fantasy football team is not going to make it into the playoffs, I'm bringing at least one other team down into the slop. So yeah, this hasn't been my best fantasy football season ever in my money league. In my Stern Show fantasy football league, I'm glorious. Shout out to Jumbo Josh Allen for turning it around. But in my money league, it has been tough. I ain't out of it yet. I called up the commissioner. I said, I need arithmetic. I need trigonometry. I need you to tell me if I am eliminated. And even if I am eliminated, I'm going to bring down one fucking team. One fucking team is going to get dragged down into my misery. I'm going to bring you all the way down into my big sloppy pool of pig shit, and we're going to splash around in there. I'm going to take somebody out of the fucking playoffs, take somebody's bye week. I'm going to do something to make you experience the misery that my fantasy football team is experiencing. Oh, yes. And going through this season, I did it to myself. Jalen Hurts, you've been very good, and you were outstanding versus the Buffalo Bills. I had Josh Allen. I had Jalen Hurts. It was a win-win. And I've always said there are no feelings in fantasy football. There are no feelings in fantasy football. Leave your feelings at home. Fantasy football is not for your feelings. It's not for your fanmanship. It's not because I grew up a Giants fan. Leave that shit at home. Who's going to be your quarterback? Tommy Lasagna? Tommy Meatballs of the New York Giants? I'm happy for Tommy Meatballs, Tommy Lasagna. But you ain't never going to be my starting fantasy football quarterback, Lasagna. I say that with all due respect. I made my bed. I got to live in it. I got Jalen Hurts. And when you pick a Philadelphia Eagle, when I pick a Philadelphia Eagle, being the New York Giants fan that I am, you can try to fool yourself. You could try to hype yourself up. You can try to say, well, I'm not rooting for the Eagles. I'm only rooting for Jalen Hurts. You're only fooling yourself. Jalen Hurts is my quarterback. He's the number one guy. He's the most important person on a fantasy football team, especially this late in the season. Picked him early, I think the third round. I need him to kick ass. You can try to convince yourself otherwise if you have a Philadelphia Eagle as your number one guy on your fantasy football team, or if you have a Philadelphia Eagle or somebody who's on a team you don't like. Like when I had Tom Brady on my fantasy football team when he was with the Buccaneers and when he was with the New England Patriots, you really have to live and die by the fact there are no feelings in fantasy football. Because if you got Jalen Hurts, you're essentially rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I was rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. And at one point I was like, this is sick. I'm rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles. This is twisted. Maybe I could just shoot for Jalen Hurts. If you got Jalen Hurts on your team, you need Jalen Hurts to get the ball. So when the Philadelphia Eagles defense is playing, you need them to kick ass so they could get the ball back to who? Your quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Am I a Philadelphia Eagles fan now? I was confused. It's confusing. But this is why we play. But there are no feelings in fantasy football. Never, ever, ever. Leave your feelings at home. If you're going to compete at the highest level in fantasy football, remember and never forget, there are absolutely no feelings in fantasy football. I hate the Eagles. I can't stand the Philadelphia Eagles. I couldn't stand them my whole life. The New England Patriots, that came on when Bill Belichick and Tommy Botox Brady came. But New York Giants, Philadelphia Eagles hate? That's DNA. That's genetics of being born and bred in Nueva Yorka, New York City, New York Hospital, 32070. I'm a Pisces. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit Bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Oh. as we head into the end of the season, the contenders are being separated from the pretenders. It is what it is. The AFC division leaders are going to run away with it. The Ravens, the Chiefs, the Jaguars, the Dolphins. There's three wild card teams that are going to make it. Here's who I think is going to pull through. The Steelers, because of their defense. That steel curtain is real. The Texans, because of C.J. Stroud. And do not look now. Do not look now. The muscle is piping hot. The love muscle is piping hot and steaming and ready to go. Russell, the love muscle, the Denver Broncos, with friend of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, Coach Sean Payton. They are going to make it into the wild card games. And I'm happy for the muscle. And I'm really happy for Coach Sean Payton and the NFC, the division leaders that are going to run away with it, of course, are the fucking Eagles. Yeah. Oh. The 49ers and the Lions, the NFC South is a shit show. It's a shit show. It's a toss-up between the Falcons and the Saints. I think the Falcons end up getting in based on their schedule, but those two teams do play the last week of the season, so who the fuck knows what's going to happen? Honestly, who cares? The wild cards will be, according to me and me only, the Cowboys, the Vikings, the Rams. Sorry, Seahawks fans. Your schedule's too tough. Ain't your season. You've had enough. You've eaten enough. Okay? Thanks to the muscle. Russell, the love muscle. And the Legion of Doom. That Legion of Doom was fun. I mean, the NFL is bigger and better than ever. I do not agree with Tommy Botox Brady with what he said, saying it's not as competitive as it was back then. But, you know, he's Tommy Botox Brady. He knows way more than me. And guys, football's coming down to the wire. NBA is heating up. We got the in-season tournament. We got the NFL coming down to it. We got the NCAA football coming down to it. We got basketball. We got women's college. We got everything, and we do it all at Captain Picks. Captain Picks. You want to be a part of a community of champions, a community of winners, go to CaptainPicks.com. Kickity, CaptainPicks.com. Use the promo code BF54. BF54 if you want to get any package for 54% off. Thank me later. Thank me later. It's a community of winners at CaptainPicks.com. It's the most wonderful time of the year. NBA, NFL, NHL, college football, college basketball, UFC, boxing, every sport under the sun. I mean, the NBA, shit, man. LeBron James, this fucking guy is in shit. He'll never win MVP this year because I doubt he will play enough games. But if he does play enough games and the Lakers continue as they have been continuing, LeBron James should 150% be in the discussion of MVP. And who the fuck would have thought at 21 years in, anybody, let alone me, the Gringo Mandingo, me, the Sultan of Sniff, me, the raging bullshitter, would be saying that after 21 years. But the NBA is, shit, it's always fantastic. That kid, Josh Giddey, you wildin', Duke, on the OKC Thunder, which is, that's my funnest team. I like fucking with the OKC Thunder. I like fucking with Charlotte. Of course, I fuck with my Knicks, fuck with Golden State, fuck with Giannis, fuck with the Joker in Denver on my NBA pass. But OKC is nasty. OKC is, that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is nasty. My man Chet, nasty. As of now, he's Rookie of the Year. He's better than Wembanyama right now. I'm glad he shaved his beard. My man, I think you're 20. Enjoy being 20. You look like Abe Lincoln, Duke. You look like a 7'3" Abe Lincoln. Enjoy being a fresh babyface, 20-year-old, 7'3", like fucking giant. But that kid Josh Giddy on there, yo, he's wildin'. He's also only 19, good-looking Australian. But you do not need to be allegedly messing with high school girls, Duke. You're 19. You should be trying to fuck 26-year-old bad Instagram models and shit, man. Get on OnlyFans and fuck around with the OnlyFans girls. There's some allegations going on around about Josh Giddy. Giddy with the good hair. I hate to see it happen. I hate to see a distraction for a fun team like OKC. But that's what happens when you're playing in a small market. You don't know what the fuck. Like, my man, go on OnlyFans. Find yourself a couple of OnlyFan models, Duke. You're in the NBA. You're Josh Giddy with the good hair. Fuck is wrong with you? But the NBA is better than ever. Just like the NFL is better than ever. The Orlando Magic is probably one of the most exciting teams ever, coming off back-to-back wins versus the Boston Celtics and the Denver Nuggets. Young, tough, and not scared. They play D, they pass, the rock, that Paolo Banchero. Am I saying his name right? Paolo Banchero? He is the real deal at Franz Wagner. He ain't far behind. That NBA tournament is, I tried to explain it again. We had Steph do it the other day. Listen, when it's the semifinals, we'll know who, what, and where that fucking tournament is. But I'm telling you right now, LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers, watch out for them winning that NBA tournament that nobody understands and nobody can explain. And I know he wants to win it because he's like, ha, 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 you fuck. Toma Michael Jordan, ha, 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 you fuck. I won this thing that you'll never be able to win. It's petty, but I know that's part of it. Not that it's like, you know, like he lives and dies with anything that has to do with Michael Jordan, but I am telling you, that is part of it. NBA is fantastic. NFL is fantastic. And I am telling you, if you are gambling, if you gamble, go to CaptainPicks.com. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft Kings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
What else is going on? You see your man Derek Chauvin? Dumb fuck. Derek Chauvin, you dumb fuck. Sick dumb fuck Derek Chauvin. Couldn't even make it to the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. Sick fucks of the week. Derek Chauvin, who was fucking had his knee in the back of George Floyd, killing him. We know the fentanyl, this, that, and the third. You had your fucking knee in his back. He was fucked up, bah, 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 and the fucking ramifications of that. They poked him up real nice. They poked him up real nice in prison. I'm surprised they didn't hit him with that Wonder Bread bag and olive oil treatment. But Derek Chauvin got stabbed up. They tried to kill his ass. They tried to assassinate his ass. And apparently it was really, really bad. And that's what happens. I'm surprised they didn't fuck him. I'm surprised they didn't fuck him first and then poke him up. But why would anyone want to fuck Derek Chauvin? They just want to kill him. This is what should happen to people in jail like that. Rapists, Derek Chauvin, child molesters, violent offenders. You do violence on innocent people. You do violence on women. Fucking poke them up. Kill them. They're a waste of fucking space, man. I know, that's what I believe. If you rape a woman, you molest a child, first of all, the fact that these fucking people get out of jail is astonishing. Astonishing. The fact that there's people that like go to jail for, you know, child crimes and then get out and then they're on a dossier, a list, and you can find out where it's just terrible. But if they're in jail, let them fucking rot. Let the fucking animals have at them. Or put them in a fucking zoo and let the animals actually have at them. Either or. But get rid of these fucks. But they poked him up real nice. Real proper. I'm sure the guards let it happen. What else is going on? I mean, obviously there has been so much going on in Israel. A bunch of hostages have been returned, thank God. Even more hostages are still there in these fucking tunnels. And it's just a mess. What a fucking mess. The whole thing's a fucking mess. And I'm in my truth, as they say. I'm so deeply in my fucking truth. You can't tell me jack shit. You guys, I Am Rapport Stereo podcast listeners, you know I'm unapologetically me, my strong, clear POV. And not only is my POV, my point of view, strong and clear, but I have an open-minded POV. I'm comfortable with being the disruptive warrior. I'm comfortable taking the bumps, the bruises. I am very aware of my cons and my pros, and I am not, I repeat, I am not unapologetically me. I apologize all the fucking time. I have apologized my entire life. I have had to apologize my entire fucking life. It's part of being the disruptive warrior. It's part of the lifestyle. If you're really living in the lifestyle of disruption, listen, there's a difference between being a total fucking asshole and being a disruptive warrior. I am totally comfortable and used to having to apologize. I know I could be a fuck up. I know I can be fucked up. I fuck up all the time. I have fucked up all the time. Everybody that knows me, my first perimeter, second perimeter, third perimeter, knows that I'm a fuck up. Most of them have gotten apologies from me. So how could I say I'm unapologetically me? I'm totally apologetically me. 100% apologetically me. But I know one fucking thing. Those hostages need to come home. Period. I've been called a racist and Islamophobic. Everything. Listen, if I ain't getting called a racist online at least once a day, I ain't doing my job right. If I ain't getting called a racist at least one time a day, I am not doing my job right. You think I'm concerned? You think I give a fuck about being called a racist? You're trying to shut me up. You're trying to silence me by calling me a racist. You think calling me a Zionist is an insult? Me? Do you even know what the fuck a Zionist is? Do you know what that term means? People are throwing that around like it's an insult. A Zionist is somebody who simply believes that Israel and the state of Israel deserves to be around, deserves to exist, period. Yes, there's more to it than that, but when the dust settles, it all comes back to believing if Israel deserves to exist. If you don't think Israel deserves to exist, go fuck yourself. If you do not think Israel deserves to actually exist, go fuck yourself. You don't have to be Israeli. You don't have to be Jewish. You don't even have to agree with anything that the Israeli government has done or is doing to be a Zionist. It sounds like it's some fancy, crazy, biblical, wild, you know, intricate term. And there's more to it than what I'm saying. But the short story long, the long story short, Zionism is simply believing in Israel having the right to exist. You could be Muslim and be a Zionist. I see Elon Musk is over there in Israel today, or was it yesterday? He got a tour from Bibi Netanyahu, took him to the kibbutzes, showed him the horror, showed him the reality of what happened. Got to talk to families, got to talk to military, saw the 47-minute footage that the sick terrorist, rapist, pedophiliacs, the necrophiliacs recorded on their GoPro cameras. He watched it. Got to bear witness. And since there's a ceasefire going on right now, as of the recording of this I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, I asked the question, why isn't Hamas giving tours to Elon Musk, to Joe Rogan, to Anderson Cooper, to whoever the fuck? Why isn't Hamas, since you've been so done wrong, since there's been so many atrocities, why don't you prove it? Why don't you show us what's really at the bottom of those tunnels? Why don't you show us is really at the bottom of those hospitals? Why don't you show us what's really at the bottom of those playgrounds, those schools, those mosques? Show the world. Prove Israel wrong. Make them look like the sick, sick, sick ones. And you guys just show like, oh, down here is just a storage room. This is where we keep supplies for children to go to school. This is where we keep our pencils and our chalk. We keep some extra desks and we store our hot foods for the hot food lunch program. Show it all, Hamas. You won't do it because you got nothing to show, because your one agenda, your sole purpose, your sole agenda is the destruction of Israel, the death of all Jewish people, the death of all atheists, the death of all Christians, the death and destruction of all LGBTQs. Why don't you have Sean fucking Penn go down to the tunnels? I'm sure Sean Penn is about that life. Why don't the Hamas leaders have Sean fucking Penn, Anderson Cooper, Bradley Cooper, whoever the fuck else wants to go down there, show them the atrocities that Israel has committed. You won't do it. We keep showing shit. The Jewish people keep showing shit. Israel keeps showing shit. Free the fucking hostages once and for all. Got to deal with this shit. There's a baby. Who the fuck kidnaps a baby? And they're like, oh, it was a hostage. A hostage for hostage. Exchange. The motherfuckers that got released from the jails in Israel, those were not hostages. Those were criminals. Those were fucking criminals. They were not hostages. But let me tell you something. You could say what you want about Hamas. You can sit there, but that fucking, the fucking social media, the way they make, oh my fucking God. They're fantastic. These cocksuckers know how to go viral. They know how to spin a story. They spin it on its fucking ass like a hockey puck, spinning it around like a fucking bowling ball, like the Jesus in the Big Lebowski. They spin that fucking shit around. Free the fucking hostages, you sick fucks. Why would anyone kidnap a baby? Where is that little baby? Where is that little baby? They don't even fucking know at this point. And then to add insult to all things Jewish, fat Kanye West. You fat, homie. You fat. You fat and bloated. Put out another brick. Brick West. Brick West. One of the greatest Jew haters of all time. Put out a song. I believe it's titled, I'm Anti-Semitic. Who cares? Kanye West is like a busted fighter. You ever see a fighter? You see Sugar Ray Robinson, past his prime, was one of the greatest of all time. Fought too long. Out of shape. Slurring his words. Couldn't defend himself. Couldn't put a punch combination together. That's what Kanye West has turned into. A busted fighter who's done it way past his prime. You're fat. You look like you don't shower. And you can't put together a beat and a rhyme anymore. You just ain't got it. You ain't got it. Bum-ass song after bum-ass song after bum-ass record after bum-ass record, chubby. Stop. Stop. You've already tarnished your legacy. You've already ruined your legacy. You've already shamed yourself. Shut it down, fat boy, you fat fuck, and take a shower. You look dirty. You look like you smell funny. Kanye West. Anyway, I'm done. I'm done. I'll be in Jersey this weekend. Oh, yeah, I'm performing in Jersey this weekend. All right, at the Stress Factory. Shows are almost sold out. December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. 5 shows. They're almost sold out. Then I'll be in Sacramento the 8th, 9th, and the 10th. Those shows are almost sold out as well. All tickets, all information available at MichaelRapportComedy.com. Came, saw, disrupted. Kiggity came, saw, disrupted. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers. A.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take me out of here with something real nice. Take me out of here with something real loud. But most importantly, it is always the most important thing. Take me out of here with something real funky. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.
Hey, At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.